Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak, and we're here with Punky Edison. And Punky is with the West Michigan Center for Arts and Technology, or WMCAT for short. It's on the corner of Fulton and Sheldon in downtown Grand Rapids. How are you doing today, Punky?
I'm wonderful, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for joining us. And most recently, I think a lot of people have come to know WMCAT from Art Prize, that incredible mural that's on Fulton. And tell us a little bit more about what WMCAT is and what WMCAT does.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. The Metaforest mural on the building really has drawn a lot of attention to the building, and now we want to move it along to West Michigan Center for Arts and Technology and who we are and what we do. Very simply, we believe in connecting people in poverty to really cool, dynamic experiences and opportunities that we hope will help them have choices and access to opportunities that they might not otherwise have or even know about.
Now, in the interest of disclosure, I'm also a board member of WMCAT and have been since about 2009, and I've really enjoyed being part of the board and seeing what WMCAT is and does for the folks who are involved in the high school after arts program as well as the medical program for the adults. Can you kind of give us a little bit more details on the after school arts program as well as the medical program?
Sure. Just as you mentioned, we have basically two approaches to creating those opportunities that I mentioned. One is with urban teens, which are primarily from Grand Rapids Public Schools, but we have partnerships with other schools as well, including Kentwood. In fact, some Kentwood students were at WMCAT when I left and came over here.
Terrific.
And we want them to have these opportunities via really creative classes around arts and technology, photography, graphic design, fiber arts, lots and lots of different classes that are offered and taught with mentoring to the students by professionals. So our instructors who are working with the children, students, youth, are artists in their own right and have just a wonderful way of engaging the students in continuing to come to our beautiful space, wanting to come, wanting to stay in school so that they can keep coming. So it's a really powerful and impactful program for youth in Grand Rapids area. Our adult program, very similar philosophy, really. The same of creating those opportunities, although for the adults, it's an opportunity to create a career, to be trained, have job training in professions that will pay a living wage and offer a career. And you mentioned the medical, and that is the area we are focused on right now. We have three programs: medical coding, pharmacy technicians, and medical billing. And our adult students have demonstrated to us they are in poverty, qualify for support of being in poverty, and they are at WMCAT 4 days a week for 9 months to get this training that will give them the opportunity to have a job with a living wage.
Now, the adult program, I've had the opportunity at being two of the graduations, and it's an amazing experience to see the looks on their face and how much of an impact it makes on their lives.
It is, and I am very much looking forward to attending an adult program graduation in June, because I hear it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I have not been at WMCAT long enough to have that. It is life transforming for sure, and I think the commitment that our adult students make to come and make the arrangements, whether it's childcare arrangements, transportation arrangements, in order to come to class 4 days a week, hold down other jobs sometimes, it's one of the most inspiring and humbling observations of human endeavor that I've had since I've been working in the nonprofit world here for a long time.